Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1953, Thomas Mills Paul.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure, proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7.88 acres more or less, lying west of Route 345, also known as West Beach Road, 0.4 mile north of Route 26, also known as Vines Creek Road, and being identified as tax map ID 134- or map 7, parcel 81.04. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. The survey depicts the a building containing a garage in the center with an apartment on each end. In reference to agency comments, we received comments on October 23rd of 2012 from DelDOT, advising that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service A for West Beach Road will not change as a result of this application. January 4th of 2013, we received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, referencing that the site is located in the Vines Creek planning area, that wastewater capacity is not available at this time, that the proposed use will use an on-site septic system, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district at this time, that when the county does provide sewer service, connection to the system is mandatory, that the county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. We did receive one letter of support on December 13th of 2012 from Parson Brothers 2 LLC, an adjacent property owner, voicing no objection to the application for multifamily use. Gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
My name is Thomas Mills Poe. I'm representing the application.
All right, sir. We thank you. You've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Well, this whole project started back in 2002, and it's probably a result of too much family planning. But I retired in 2002, and I built this large pole building and designed it with two apartments, one on each end. And they were for family only, one from my mother-in-law and one from my brother-in-law. And I brought it up to the planning and zoning, the engineering department, I guess it was, and they said, of course, I couldn't put two apartments without changing the zoning of the land.
Right.
So I asked if, rather than change the design of the building, which would affect its look, I said, well, can I just take the end and make it into a shop area, leaving basically the same walls and everything in it? And he said, that would be fine, not using it for department.
Right.
And as it turned out, my brother-in-law, who is a handicapped person, he's very overweight, was living in a home next to the same piece of property. He got to the point where he could not climb his steps and get in and out of his house, so he sold his house to my son, okay, oldest son. And at that point, he got to the point where he could not go up and down his steps. So we decided that the only place we had to go was to do something with him in the other end. And that's why I'm here today, is to try to get conditioned use for him to live in the other end. And since all this happened, another family situation occurred. I've sold my house, which is, again, near the same property. It's all went with family land at one time. I've sold my house to my son, and I'm now living in the end with my mother-in-law, and that's become my permanent residence. I own the property, and, of course, that's now my home. So it's not really a multi-family dwelling in a sense. It's a family with a brother-in-law sitting in the other end. That's what I'm asking for.
And a man living with his mother-in-law on the other end.
That's exactly right. And my wife, of course. So that's kind of where it stood. And it looks like when people ride by and read the application that I'm looking for a building to rent out and this, that, and the other, that's not going to be the case. And that can certainly be a stipulation, a conditional use stipulation, if so desired. But it's not, that's not our intent. Our intent is to have just family members living in this building. If I just arranged it so the apartment was next to the two apartments together, I might have been okay.
And shared the kitchen.
Exactly. But I put them on each end to make the building look, it's balanced out. You've got a pole building in the middle and ends, each end of the apartment looks just the same. That's kind of where we stand.
Well, it's not too late. That builder lady right here tonight, she can take care of you.
Well, that would, that'd be tough.
I imagine it would be. Let's see if anybody's got any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith. And once again, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Millspaugh, for coming here. And your representation, because you knocked out about my first four or five questions, but I want to go over them to make sure that I heard you correctly. So the site, you're not here as a result of a violation at this time.
I was working on the back of the building, putting a deck in, and I did get a violation for that. And so I decided that it was time to go ahead and apply for a conditional use. At the time, back in 2003, I believe, or four, I was told the use time, conditional use, was about a year. So just kind of abandoned the idea, so I used the building as my shop. And it has gotten to the point now where I need to put my brother-in-law in that end.
Mm-hmm. So and you stated that you retired in 2002.
Correct.
So the structure is about 2 years old.
No,
or excuse me,
no,
ten years
10
old.
10 years old, yes,
I'm
sir.
Sorry, ten years old. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you modified it. You said you didn't build it for what is known or in the parlance would be a multifamily. You built it as two different units to be used by your family.
Exactly.
And what you were hoping to do was give the architectural, the facade of the building, an aesthetically pleasing look.
That's correct.
Your statement is that you would like this to be for family members only. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lank said there's no sewer serving the site. Do the individual units now, even though one is a shop and one is a dwelling, are they on separate septics or do they share?
No, they're not. When I designed the building, I actually had the septic system put in before the apartments were built and before I came up here to get permit to do all that, and the septic system was designed with two apartments in mind at that time. So what I have is a single septic system with a dual drain field. So it's actually designed for two apartments.
In whose
beginning.
Mind was it designed for two? Was
Pardon?
It was in whose mind was it designed for two? Denrek's mind?
Denrek's, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's not my mind. It's their plan. In other words, I told the person that I'm going to have two apartments here. And I need a septic system to do that. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was approved, and it's a double system. I can attest to that.
It's approved that way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are there separate electric meters for
No, there's one meter on the building.
One meter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are two separate services that go out from that meter, two separate boxes, one for each end. Mm. It's just like, but they're on one meter. Again, that'd make it more difficult to rent in that case too, if that was the situation. So.
And speaking of rent, would there be monies that
no,
would
no
change?
No money changing hands.
This
no,
would
sir.
Be a gratis.
The gentleman that will live in the other end will share part of the electric bill. That's all. Hmm. In other words, he's going to use some electric in his end, and we'll electric in our end. So he's going to help out with that. But other than that, no money.
And. Since you mentioned, and I can tell from your statements, that you do a lot of planning, have you done any planning as to what happens with this property in the eventuality that you decease or that
at this point
no
the property
is practical, that it has to be sold?
No, at this point the property would turn over to my children, my wife first and then my children. I have two boys, and they both live on the same area in the same area. Mm-hmm. This was originally about a 30-acre family piece of property, and my family got two and a half, about 3 acres, and then the brother in-law got a chunk in the middle. And then this building sits on about 8.8 acres by itself. And then I have a niece that has a chunk around it. So it's all family ground. And so it's going to be turned over to the two boys someday. Mm-hmm. But no stipulation of what happens to it, no.
And now you're saying that there's somewhat of a hardship because of the fellow that's in the wheelchair sold his dwelling.
Yes, sir.
What do you see happening to this unit when he no longer needs to reside there?
More than likely, I don't know what the boys would do. They may come back and ask for some other use, I suppose. I mean, that's certainly an option for them someday, maybe in the future, if it occurred, but not in my lifetime.
Because under conditional use, a condition could be that if the this ceases to be a family or a specific use, this conditional use could terminate.
That's fine.
And then they could go back.
That's certainly agreeable to that.
Mm-hmm. That's your statement.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. No other questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Ross?
No, that's where I was going to go, where Mr. Smith ended. I mean, in the past, we're reluctant generally to do multifamily dwelling en masse because it's an AR-zoned area, and it's just not intended for that. But we recognize and have recognized as a commission a hardship where family members have a need, and we provided an opportunity for that to happen with the understanding, the clear understanding, that once the family member is no longer there, that conditional use expires.
Right.
So that you wouldn't be able to rent it, or your heirs or whatever would not be able to rent it to a non-family member in a multifamily use.
Now, in order to do that, they'd have to have a change of zoning.
That's correct.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or an amended conditional use.
Right,
fine. We'd see what would happen at that time. And I just, just want to make clear that you understand.
I understand that.
That type of restriction would most certainly go with this.
That's fine.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
I have no questions at this point, Mr. Chairman.
Bird? I have no questions. All mine have been answered.
Mr. Lang?
Just one question. That's a substantial size whole building. It's just for your personal use.
Yes, it is. I have a lot of stuff in that building.
No problem. Right, I understand that. No, I don't have any questions. I just want to make sure it wasn't a business.
Okay.
I was told by my dad, if you're going to build a building like that, build it bigger than you need. And I did.
Well,
so.
I'm a firm believer. Build big, big. And that builder lady will agree with me, too.
Any questions, Council?
No, thanks.
All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1953, Thomas Mills Paul? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1953? Does anyone on commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1954, Robert A. Hermanson.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture.